You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
What's the story about the class action lawsuit?
I was watching The Doctors the other day, and there is a birth control pill that is being sued right now. The company's being sued because the pills, how they came packaged, they flipped around the package. And so women were taking the placebo pills on days,
the sugar pill thing?
Right, mm-hmm. On days that they should have been taking the actual hormones. So the level of birth control was not there. Lots of women got knocked up. A lot of buns in the oven because of this. And so they're now suing this birth control company saying, you didn't put the pills in the right places and now I have a child. And it's like multi-million dollars. And a lot of that is for the cost of raising a child. And my question is, if you kept the baby and if you now have a bundle of joy, mm-hmm. and if all is well, mm-hmm. why would you sue? Because didn't it kind of turn out okay?
Yeah, but you didn't want the baby to begin with. I see what you're saying.
You know, but
you have
but
a beautiful
you have
little
it.
Human.
You
but
chose, you
but
chose
what
to
if you
you know?
Can't afford it? Like, you were on the pill because you couldn't afford to have a baby at this time.
Well,
and
there
now
are
you have
other
a baby.
Options besides having a baby. You could have given it up for adoption, for example, if you can't afford it.
Right,
give
but
it
but
to a family that
nobody
could.
Wanted to do that. That's a big decision.
Well, but so, and I'm wondering, as a child, if my mom were suing because she got pregnant with me, I think that would give me issues. I think it would hurt my feelings.
God, you have plenty of issues. As
I know.
Don't need to pile on with anything.
I guess I see.
No, it's a very litigious society. Everybody has to sue for everything. This is one that I guess seems a little legit to me.
I mean, it's
you're right. If you are taking this product.
To avoid this.
Right. And even though it states on the package, it's only, what's the birth control?
Like 97% effective.
97% effective. So you know there's a 3% chance. But if your chance shoots up to more like 30%.
90%.
Right. Yeah. Like you're taking sugar pills when you're ovulating, which is the,
and it's
like
the whole,
greatest chance.
The memes that you see that go around that said, you had one job. Birth
exactly.
control company. You had one job to put those birth controls in the package.
Put it in
right side up. You had one job.
Now, I have a question about this. Are you, can I ask a personal question?
Yeah,
I'm not
on the pill.
You're not on the pill. All right. Have you ever
Me
been
either.
On the pill?
I have. And
Chris, have you ever?
Yes.
You okay, so it's been many years since I was in a relationship with a woman who was on the pill. But my recollection of it is that it came in this little package where those 7 days were a different color.
Color, yes.
Sure, mm-hmm. yeah.
So what happened in this case? This
I guess one, they weren't.
I don't know if it was a different color.
Why
maybe
would they make all 28 of them or whatever the same color?
Well, you know, maybe they were different colors, but if Saving you're guzzling
money.
It with, you know, a bottle of Chardonnay and you're getting it on, maybe you didn't realize
they
it was a different color.
They ought to take the ones that are not the hormones or whatever it is, the ones that are just the sugar pills, and they ought to not only make them a different color, they should put them in the shape of a baby.
Right. A little baby's face.
Just as a
so
reminder.
Almost like a little Flintstones vitamin, only it's a little baby. Oh, and as you take that, you know.
These are the sugar pills.
Right.
So how much are they suing them for? Is it? I just looked up the average cost of raising a child until 18 is $245,000.
Oh,
so
my God.
Are they suing them for that amount then?
Plus the cost in the hospital.
Okay.
Sure.
Hospital costs and
right.
the obstetrician.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Yeah, the obstetrician.
So what, like $300,000,
I guess? Don't know because it's a class action. So it's for a huge amount of money, like, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. And then I think they'll probably divvy it up. You know, maybe you had
that
twins
sucks.
On accident.
What if
right.
you had a baby girl? Yeesh. Wouldn't you want to name her Sue, though?
Just one show.
Oh, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
So stupid.
Oh, that's pretty
good.
Ridiculous.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.